You mentioned nab-paclitaxel and docetaxel trials, looking at those in combination with bevacizumab. Can we sort of take a step back and look at the three available taxanes and sort of what we know about the three, advantages, disadvantages, and where you see all this heading in terms of taxane therapy?
You know, it's an interesting time, and there was just a large discussion in the lay press and the newspapers about cost and what the benefits are. And in some ways, that was directed against the marketing of Abraxane, which I think the news people felt like was a cost issue. And indeed, cost is important. We were talking about bevacizumab, the charge to the patient who's elected to pay for that drug, because the university's infusion center charges 2.5 times what AEWP and most infusion centers do. It's 11,000 something. That's including a 30% discount. So that's for single dose. So cost is a big issue. And in terms of comparing the taxanes, paclitaxel is generic, so it's not very expensive. And we know how to give it. We're all very comfortable with it. Docetaxel is still on brand, but it will become generic in the not terribly distant future. And nab-paclitaxel is the drug which was most recently approved. So does it make sense to use one other than the other? Well, I think if you just look at paclitaxel and docetaxel, the side effect profiles are sufficiently different and the dosing schedules that in some ways you could choose in the metastatic setting based on your choice of dosing schedule and side effect concern. So docetaxel is generally given every 3 weeks and paclitaxel weekly in the metastatic setting. In the adjuvant setting, I think that really it's kind of up to the investigator because we have data from ECOG 1199 showing that the results are relatively equivalent for using weekly or every 3 week either drug. So then nab-paclitaxel is the new drug on the block, and it's sort of repackaging an old friend by using an albumin shell to instead of the toxic cremophore that we normally give. And the advantages are a much shorter infusion time and no need for pre-medications. So the argument against that is that, well, it's more expensive because a new drug, significantly more expensive. And many patients can taper down on their pre-medications over time in any case. So why be concerned? Well, I think that there are additional toxicities of cremophore that we haven't understood well. There's certainly more profound and long-lasting neurotoxicity, which is a problem, especially for women who respond and stay on for a long time. And some women who do really need to be on steroids every week with their paclitaxel, or they get significant edema from docetaxel. And you can get around those by using nab-paclitaxel. The other thing is that there may be some targeting of that agent because of the albumin shell, and that's being looked into in a number of trials, including a planned CALGB3 arm trial that has recently been approved by CTEP. So that means that the NCI has approved it, so we'll be able to move ahead. And I think that that will give us a little bit more information. And that trial will also look at exabepalone, that new microtubule active agent. And I think what we're really looking for as we move forward is agents that can overcome the sort of innate resistance to taxanes that some cancers have. So I guess the real bottom line is that we have to choose based on the individual patient, toxicity issues, dosing schedules. And in patients who've had multiply relapse disease, there's data that weekly Abraxane may be effective even when the other taxanes are not. And so that's another setting where I might choose nab-paclitaxel weekly because of previous phase 2 data that encourages me that I'll see a response.